don't move. You've probably heard those words, either on a TV show or in a movie. Usually they're spoken as two or more people are walking through a place like a jungle, and all of a sudden one says to another, "Don't move." It's because that person has stepped in a trap, or on a landmine, or close to a very deadly snake. And if they moved, they would die. Hopefully you haven't ever found yourself in such a deadly situation. But Colossians chapter 1 tells us that we actually face a situation that is far worse, one that has eternally deadly consequences. And God tells us the same thing. Don't move. Listen to Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 through 23. "And you, who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he is reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you as holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight, if indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister." Did you hear God telling you not to move? He says that in verse 23. "If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast." We're told we need to continue in the faith. What comes to mind when you hear that? Is it something active? Something that we do? That's the image that it conjures in my mind. That we have to persevere. But that isn't what God is saying here. The word that is translated continue literally means to stay upon. The word is most often used in the New Testament of someone staying with someone else. If you have ever stayed at a friend's place, did you have to do anything to stay there? No, you just were there and enjoyed their hospitality. The only thing you had to do, so to speak, is to not go someplace else. And that's the same thing that God is saying here. Perhaps a better translation would be, if you stay in the faith, founded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope that is in the gospel that you have heard. And there you have explicitly the statement not to move, not to be moved away from the gospel. So why is it so important not to move? What is the danger that we are in? In the movies, these traps and landmines are set by one's enemies. So who are our enemies? Well, if you are thinking of Luther's Small Catechism, you probably thought of the big three enemies, the world, our sinful flesh, and the devil. And that's true now. They are our enemies now, but not originally. Verse 21 says, "You were once alienated and enemies of God." That sounds rather harsh, doesn't it? We want to think that we are pretty good, that we're not that bad. But remember, it is God who is speaking here. He says that we were alienated from him and that we were his enemies. You were an enemy of God in your mind and in your thoughts. Remember that God doesn't see only our outward actions, but knows our innermost thoughts as well. God commands that we have no other gods, which means that we should fear, love, and trust him above all else. How have you done with that? I know I often have failed to honor God above all things and not put anything above him. We're told to love our neighbor as ourself. Have you never put yourself first? God tells us in James that whoever keeps the whole law yet stumbles on one point is guilty of breaking it all. In order to stand before God, you have to be holy, blameless, and above reproach in His sight. The problem is, none of us are perfect by nature. Each of us, like sheep, has gone astray and turned to our own way, as Isaiah puts it. We were alienated from God and His enemies, and deserve only death and eternal separation from God. But as verse 21 says, "And you, who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now He has reconciled." Jesus has reconciled you to Himself. He has done this in the body of His flesh through death. Jesus died on the cross in your place, suffering the punishment you deserve to pay for your sins and take them away, to remove that alienation and enmity we had with God. So this is the first reason not to move. Jesus has reconciled you to Himself. We move from Christ, though, when we think, "I'm not that bad." We move from Christ when we think there is something we can do to pay for our sins, to make up for the wrong things that we have done. But there isn't. And there isn't any need for us to try to pay for our sins, even if we could. Jesus has paid for all of your sins. There's nothing left for you to do. It is on this foundation of Christ that you have been grounded. And this is all God's doing. And it is only through Christ that we have any hope of escaping death. So don't move. Verse 22 gives us a second reason not to move. Jesus will present you holy, blameless, and above reproach. Jesus not only died for you to pay for your sins, but He also fulfilled the whole law for you. He was tempted in every way just as we are, and yet did not sin. This is the righteousness from God that is apart from works, for it is the righteousness of God given to us. It is given by grace as a gift, something that we can't earn and something we don't deserve. And as we're told here, we will be presented as holy and blameless if indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard. So don't move. Don't think you can do it yourself. Don't think you can earn a place in heaven or earn God's blessing. You already have God's favor. You are already reconciled to Him. He will present you as perfect. You're probably familiar with the words of Psalm 46, verse 10, that says, "Be still and know that I am God." That is what God is asking you to do in our verses this morning. Don't move and realize what He has done for you in Christ. Jesus has saved you and will present you His precious brother or sister to the Father as perfect, holy, spotless, and without blemish because of what He has done, not because of anything you have done. So don't move. May He keep you steadfast and grounded in His grace. Amen. Now we sing hymn 370, verses 1 and 4.